an open letter to my past self. If I could go back in time and tell you everything that you needed to know, this is what I'd say. To 12-year-old me, it's crazy to see you again. I never thought I'd get to take a look at who I have been, cause honestly, I never thought I'd get to cherish this moment. Come sit down with me. I'll tell you everything I know. You're turning 13 soon. You're at that important age when you're a teen and you grow and you're starting to change. Don't get scared when you feel like something's bothering you. That's just dysphoria. You'll figure it out before you hit 22. At 14, you're noticing some things that might cause you problems. Yeah, your daddy turns abusive and he threatens your mama. You try and hide inside your room and make believe it's okay, but you think it's bad now. Then I'm sorry to say, at 15, things are feeling off. The world's going gray and you try not to think about it, but it ruins your day, and now it's all you think about, how the world feels so cold because depression found a way inside and now you feel alone. So now you're 16 and your world just seems to fall apart, and high school treats you terrible, so you turn to arts and you start to make your music, finding a new passion and sound. And it's crazy to think back so long ago and where we are now. And when 17 rolls around, you think you might be okay, but then anxiety sets in and fills your head up with pain, wondering and questioning who you are is okay. You'll come to realize you or someone else, but that's a different day. You're 18, you think you've made it, yeah, but nothing's changed. Just another day and another year, and the world feels the same, and your hope is fading fast. Who knows when you might finally break, but you just laugh it off and tell them all that you'll be okay. But now you're 19, it's all too much to handle alone, so you grab some rope and make your plans to never come home. And thank God it didn't work, because you would have missed out on life, and it hurts because you still feel numb, but somehow you will stay alive. Then you finally reach 20, and even with all your friends, you couldn't help but feel like you were missing someone instead. The grasp of loneliness takes a hold and strangles your thoughts. You wonder if you'll die alone, if this is all that you've got. 21, now you've moved out, living all on your own. Your thoughts are suffocating you and you don't want it no more. You try again and again, but you don't ever succeed in closing curtains on your story, so please just listen to me. Now I'm 22, I never thought I'd make it this far. I've been recapping the bad, but there's a different part, so listen up. I'm sorry if I caused you to cry, but it gets better, so let's just do a little rewind. At 16, you'll meet some friends who take care of you and introduce you to a world that helps you blossom and bloom. You start to feel accepted in this crazy world you have found, and your music and art will keep you out of the ground. 17 to 18 are years of passionate growth, as you find a piece of you inside the music you wrote. As you begin to understand that you were never a he, but that the she inside your heart will start to change how you think. When you finally accept yourself at age 19, you'll hide it from your family, but you'll find love through the screen as your friends support you and they build you up till the day when you have the courage to finally be free of the pain. And now you're 20, and listen up, that's the most important year, when you meet some friends and you meet a girl who you will hold dear. And it'll be a little rough at first, but when you grow close, you'll come to find that you're in love with her and she feels like home. And 21, you'll finally begin to see how you've grown, taking little steps to change your life and change what you show. Your inner demons are working hard, but you have to work harder, because you're getting so close to everything you wanted. And now you're 22. That girl you met, she's holding you tight, telling you that she loves you and everything is alright. And you made it, kid. You never thought you'd live to see this day. It's a long road ahead, but it'll be okay.